Welcome to IELTS.net podcast Mastering IELTS Speaking, How to Describe a Challenging Project Management Experience. As an IELTS speaking examiner, I've observed that questions about managing challenging projects are increasingly common in the test. This topic allows examiners to assess candidates' ability to articulate complex experiences, demonstrating their language skills and critical thinking. Let's explore how to excel in this area of the IELTS speaking test. Part 1, Introduction and Interview. In Part 1, you may encounter questions related to project management or challenges in general. Here's a sample question with a suggested answer. Question: Do you enjoy working on challenging tasks? Band 6-7 answer: Yes, I do. I find challenging tasks quite interesting because they push me to learn new things. When I face a difficult project, I feel motivated to work harder and improve my skills. Band 8-9 answer: Absolutely. I thrive on challenging tasks. They provide an excellent opportunity for personal and professional growth. I find that tackling complex problems not only hones my problem-solving skills, but also boosts my confidence when I successfully overcome obstacles. It's incredibly satisfying to see tangible results from my efforts in demanding situations. Part 2, Long Term. Here's a sample cue card related to managing a challenging project. Cue card: Describe a time when you had to manage a challenging project. You should say what the project was, why it was challenging, how you managed it, and explain the outcome of the project. Band 6-7. Answer: I'd like to talk about a group project I had to manage during my final year at university. It was a marketing campaign for a local business. The project was challenging because we had a tight deadline and team members with different schedules. To manage it, I organized regular meetings and used online tools to track our progress. I also divided the tasks based on each person's strengths. We faced some difficulties with time management, but we worked extra hours to finish on time. In the end, we successfully completed the project and received positive feedback from our client and professors. It was a great learning experience for all of us. Band 8-9. Answer: I'd like to share my experience managing a particularly challenging project during my tenure at a software development company. The project involved developing a custom enterprise resource planning system for a multinational corporation, which was undoubtedly the most complex undertaking I'd been tasked with up to that point. The project was exceptionally challenging for several reasons. Firstly, the scope was extensive and multifaceted, requiring integration with various existing systems and compliance with different regional regulations. Secondly, we were working with a geographically dispersed team across 3 time zones, which presented significant coordination hurdles. Lastly, the client had stringent security requirements that necessitated innovative solutions. To manage this intricate project, I implemented a hybrid, agile waterfall methodology. This approach allowed us to maintain structure while remaining flexible to changing requirements. I established clear communication channels, including daily stand-ups and weekly progress reports, to ensure all team members and stakeholders were aligned. Additionally, I utilized advanced project management software to track milestones, allocate resources efficiently, and identify potential bottlenecks proactively. One of the most critical aspects of my management strategy was fostering a culture of open communication and problem-solving. I encouraged team members to voice concerns early and collaboratively brainstorm solutions. This approach proved invaluable when we encountered unexpected technical challenges midway through the project. The outcome of the project was highly successful. We delivered the system on time and within budget, exceeding the client's expectations in terms of functionality and user experience. The project garnered recognition within the company and strengthened our relationship with the client, leading to further collaborations. Personally, this experience significantly enhanced my project management skills and reinforced my ability to lead complex, high-stakes initiatives. Follow-up questions: How do you handle conflicts within a project team? Band 6-7. Answer: When conflicts arise, I try to talk to team members individually to understand their perspectives. Then I organize a meeting to discuss the issues and find a solution together. It's important to stay calm and focus on the project goals. Band 8-9. Answer: Handling conflicts within a project team requires a delicate balance of empathy and assertiveness. My approach involves several steps. Active listening. I ensure each party feels heard and understood. Objective analysis. I evaluate the situation impartially, focusing on facts rather than emotions. Facilitated discussion. I bring conflicting parties together to openly discuss issues and work towards a mutually beneficial resolution. Root cause identification. I strive to uncover underlying issues that may be contributing to the conflict. Collaborative problem solving. I encourage team members to propose solutions collectively, fostering a sense of ownership in the resolution process. By addressing conflicts promptly and constructively, I've found that teams often emerge stronger and more cohesive, ultimately benefiting the project's outcome. What skills do you think are essential for effective project management? Band 6-7. Answer. I believe good communication skills are very important for project management. You also need to be organized and able to solve problems quickly. Time management is another key skill, as well as the ability to motivate team members. Band 8-9 answer. Effective project management demands a diverse skill set. In my experience, the most crucial skills include strategic thinking. The ability to envision the big picture while managing day-to-day details is paramount. Adaptability. Projects rarely go exactly as planned, so being able to pivot swiftly and efficiently is essential. Risk management. Anticipating potential issues and developing contingency plans can save a project from derailing. Emotional intelligence. Understanding and managing both your own emotions and those of team members is crucial for maintaining a productive work environment. Negotiation skills. Whether dealing with stakeholders, team members, or external parties, the ability to find mutually beneficial solutions is invaluable. Technical proficiency. While not always necessary to be an expert, having a solid understanding of the technical aspects of the project is important for making informed decisions. These skills, combined with strong leadership and communication abilities, form the foundation of successful project management. Part 3, two-way discussion. In Part 3, the examiner will ask more abstract questions related to the topic of project management and challenges. Here are some sample questions and answers. Question: how do you think technology has changed project management in recent years? Band 6-7, answer. Technology has made project management much easier in recent years. We now have software that helps us track progress and communicate with team members. Cloud storage allows us to share documents easily. Video calls make it possible to have meetings with people in different locations. These tools save time and make collaboration more efficient. Band 8-9 answer. Technology has revolutionized project management in numerous ways over the past decade. The advent of sophisticated project management software has dramatically streamlined workflow processes, enabling real-time collaboration and data-driven decision-making. Cloud-based platforms have facilitated seamless information sharing and version control, significantly reducing the risk of miscommunication and data loss. Moreover, the rise of artificial intelligence and machine learning in project management tools has introduced predictive analytics, allowing managers to anticipate potential roadblocks and make proactive adjustments. This shift towards data-driven project management has enhanced accuracy in resource allocation and timeline estimations. Another significant change is the proliferation of remote work technologies. Virtual meeting platforms and digital whiteboards have made it possible to maintain team cohesion and creativity even when team members are geographically dispersed. This has not only expanded the talent pool available for projects, but also introduced new challenges in managing diverse, global teams. While these technological advancements have undoubtedly improved efficiency and transparency in project management, they also require managers to continuously update their skills and adapt to new tools. The challenge now lies in striking a balance between leveraging technology and maintaining the human element crucial for team motivation and complex problem solving. Question: do you think the ability to manage challenging projects is innate, or can it be learned? Band 6-7. Answer: I believe that project management skills can be learned. While some people might have natural leadership abilities, everyone can improve their skills through training and experience. it's important to learn from both successes and failures in managing projects. With practice, anyone can become a good project manager. Band-Aid 9 answer. The ability to manage challenging projects is, in my opinion, a combination of innate qualities and learned skills, with a significant lean towards the latter. While certain personality traits, such as resilience, adaptability, and a natural inclination towards leadership, can provide a solid foundation, the bulk of effective project management skills are acquired through experience, education, and deliberate practice. Innate qualities like emotional intelligence and problem-solving aptitude can certainly give individuals a head start. These traits often contribute to a person's ability to navigate complex interpersonal dynamics and approach challenges with creativity. However, these natural predispositions alone are insufficient for managing truly challenging projects. The learned aspects of project management are vast and crucial. These include technical knowledge, understanding methodologies, tools, and industry-specific processes, strategic planning, learning to break down complex goals into manageable tasks, risk assessment and mitigation, developing the ability to anticipate and prepare for potential issues, stakeholder management, mastering the art of balancing diverse interests and expectations, adaptive leadership, learning to adjust one's management style to suit different team dynamics and project needs. These skills are honed through formal education, professional development courses, mentorship, and most importantly, hands-on experience. The iterative process of managing projects, reflecting on outcomes, and applying lessons learned is invaluable in developing proficiency. Moreover, the ever-evolving nature of project management, particularly in response to technological advancements and changing work environments, necessitates a commitment to lifelong learning. This adaptability and willingness to continuously improve are perhaps the most critical learned skills in effective project management. In conclusion, while innate qualities can provide a helpful starting point, the ability to manage challenging projects successfully is predominantly a learned skill set. This perspective is encouraging, as it suggests that with dedication and the right learning opportunities, individuals can significantly enhance their project management capabilities regardless of their starting point. Key vocabulary and phrases for high scores. To achieve a high score in IELTS speaking, particularly when discussing project management, consider using these sophisticated vocabulary items and phrases. Mitigate risks, phrasal verb, to reduce the likelihood or impact of potential problems. Example, we implemented several strategies to mitigate risks associated with the project timeline. Stakeholder engagement, stakeholder engagement, noun. The process of involving and communicating with all parties interested in or affected by a project. Example, effective stakeholder engagement was crucial to aligning everyone's expectations throughout the project. Agile methodology, norm, noun, a project management approach that emphasizes flexibility, customer satisfaction, and rapid delivery. Example, we adopted an agile methodology to respond quickly to changing client requirements. Resource allocation, raw allocation, noun, the process of assigning and managing assets in a way that supports an organization's strategic goals. Example, efficient resource allocation was key to maximizing our team's productivity. Scope creep, scope, noun, the gradual expansion of a project's scope, often leading to increased costs and delays. Example, we had to be vigilant in preventing scope creep to ensure we met our deadline. Iterative process, noun, a cyclical approach to development where products are created and refined through repeated cycles. Example, our development followed an iterative process, allowing us to continuously improve the product based on feedback. Examiner's advice. To excel in the IELTS speaking test, particularly when discussing challenging project management experiences, practice articulating complex ideas clearly and concisely. Use specific examples to illustrate your points. Develop a repertoire of sophisticated vocabulary related to project management and leadership. Use these terms naturally in your responses. Structure your answers logically, especially in part 2. Use discourse markers to guide the examiner through your narrative. Demonstrate critical thinking in part 3 by analyzing issues from multiple perspectives and providing balanced arguments. Show awareness of current trends in project management, such as the impact of technology or global collaboration challenges. Use a variety of grammatical structures, including complex sentences, to showcase your language proficiency. Maintain fluency by speaking at a natural pace, using appropriate pausing and intonation. Remember, the key to success in IELTS speaking is not just about what you say, but how you say it. Confidence, clarity, and the ability to engage with the examiner are crucial factors in achieving a high score. For more insights on handling difficult situations in IELTS speaking, you might find our article on describing a time when you had to navigate a difficult situation helpful. Additionally, to improve your teamwork discussion skills, check out our guide on describing a time when you had to work on a team project.